trains out of London for the rest of the day. It's because of a flooded tunnel in Kent, which also means high-speed southeastern services can't run at the moment. Janine's part of a group from Australia who's stuck at the station.
It's getting more and more expensive every minute that passes. So we're trying anything from buses, trains, other countries, and going around a different route. So it's quite frustrating. But yeah, hopefully we make it to our destination.
A man's been remanded in custody, charged with the murder of a Good Samaritan who died while trying to help a stranger. Chris Marriott, a dad of two, was killed in the Burngreave area of Sheffield. An investigation's underway after a man was stabbed to death in North London. The 29-year-old was found by paramedics at the Abbey Estate near St John's Wood just after 7:30 last night. Significant snowfalls expected across Scotland as a result of Storm Gerrit, but energy supplier SSE has confirmed power's been restored to more than 48,000 homes across the north of the country. In sport, Celtic have extended their lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership to 8 points with a 2-1 win against Old Firm rivals Rangers. Paolo Bernardo and Kyogo Furuhashi got the goals for the hosts at Parkhead. Captain Callum McGregor says it was a huge match in the title race.
The table's tight, so of course you have to win your home games. If you want to try and win the league, then these games are pivotal at home. So tremendous performance, swap rate, desire, everything was there that you want in the derby game.
In the Premier League, Chelsea have held on to beat Luton 3-2 in the early kick-off. Champions Manchester City welcome bottom side Sheffield United among the games just starting, and title-challenging Aston Villa take on struggling Burnley. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? A very good Saturday afternoon to you. It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours with the weekend wind up. For the next 3 hours, for the last time in 2023, I'm Tom Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We saw a rather chilly start today. It's got a bit milder as the day has gone on, but it's been very cloudy and overcast with the odd patch of rain here and there. Very windy, especially along the coast. There might be a spot of heavier rain later on, maximum temperature 11 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see the very strong winds continue mainly along the coasts with a band of equally heavy rain sweeping across from the west overnight. Isolated showers later tonight, but it's likely to be dry by dawn. Minimum temperature overnight 6 degrees Celsius. It will continue to be windy and blustery on New Year's Eve, especially on the coast. It'll be your shower during the day, but there might be some bright spells as well. Maximum temperature tomorrow is likely to be 8 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So here we go, let's do this. from way back in 1971, written by Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood. That was The Faces, and Stay With Me. So, on New Year's Eve, welcome into the very last Phoenix Sport of 2023 on this Saturday, the 30th of December. Not tons of sport going on this afternoon, but we'll be talking about all that is going on. Football in the Premier League, Scottish Premiership. There is some non-league action as well, where we've got a feature about Chaddy Gardner. He's down in Brighton this afternoon watching Bidiwiki Town away to Whitehawk in the Isthmian Premier League. Half-time and full-time reports from him. We'll be looking back at last night's EFL action as well, including a report from Brisbane Road, where Andy Gilson was for us, reporting on Leighton Orient in League One against Wigan Wanderers, and he nabbed an exclusive interview with O's manager Richie Wellens as well after the final whistle. You'll be hearing that very soon. Some racing this afternoon as well from Newbury, Haydock and Taunton. There's also an evening meeting at Wolverhampton. The big race of the day is currently taking place at Newbury at 3 o'clock. The Coral Challow Novices Hurdle. I'll have the result of that soon and other results besides. There's some rugby English Premiership action, rugby union that is. And in darts, the PDF World Championship has reached day 13. We're into the last 16 now. We'll be following the action there as well. By the way, I hope you had a good Christmas. Unfortunately, mine was marked by a chest infection, but I'm on the mend now. As well, I wasn't here last week, but back and ready to go now. And it's live between now and six.
Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Sunday evenings from 10 until midnight, it's me, Steve Robertson, and 2 hours of classical music here on Phoenix. One or two pieces you'll probably recognise, and one or two that you may not. A mixture of classical music, Phoenix FM, from 10 till midnight on Sunday.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
With the time at 17 minutes past three, we're going to focus on football first of all. There were a few early kickoffs today, one of which was in the Premier League at Kenilworth Road, where Luton Town hosted Chelsea. And goals from Cole Palmer and Noni Madueke gave Chelsea a half-time lead of 2-0. Palmer scored his second and Chelsea's third on 69 minutes, and that looked to be that. But Luton Town, as they have other times so far this season, showed their never-say-die attitude with a late comeback. Ross Barkley scored against his former club for the Hatters, 10 minutes from time, and 4 minutes from time. Elijah Adebayo added a second, but they couldn't find an equaliser, and it finished Luton Town at 2, Chelsea 3. That result has left Chelsea in 10th place in the Premier League as it stands. And Luton Town still in the drop zone on 15 points, although they're in 18th place and only 1 point at the start of play behind Everton. There were 4 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. Aston Villa, Burnley, Crystal Palace, Brentford, Man City, Sheffield United, and Wolves versus Everton. The games at Villa Park and Molineux are both coming in goalless. There's been a couple of goals at Selhurst Park already. Keane Lewis Potter gave visitors Brentford the lead. He only in the second minute, but Michael Olise has equalised for Crystal Palace several minutes ago, so it's currently Palace 1, Brentford 1. And at the Etihad, Manchester City are in front against struggling Sheffield United. Rodri in the 14th minute for Pep Guardiola's men. The another early kickoff was the Old Firm derby in the Scottish Premiership. Leaders Celtic took on second placed Rangers, and local bragging rights went to the hoops. Celtic won 2-1 thanks to goals from Paolo Bernardo and also Kyoko Fuhirashi just after the break. James Tavernier scored a what turned out to be a late consolation for Rangers 2 minutes from time. Rangers ended the match with 10 men, having had Liam Balogun sent off in the 71st minute. So that result has left Celtic 8 points clear of Rangers, although Rangers have a couple of games in hand on their big rivals. Elsewhere in the Scottish Premiership this afternoon, it's currently Aberdeen 0, St Mirren 1. These ones will kick off at 3 o'clock. Mark O'Hara for St Mirren after 12 minutes. Motherwell 1, Livingston 0, Blair Spittle for Motherwell after 14 minutes. The other games, Hearts versus Ross and Kilmarnock versus Dundee, are currently goalless. And there was an early kickoff in the Isthmian Premier League as well. Canvey Island were down on the south coast where they played Bognor Regis Town, and they led thanks to a 57th minute goal from Jamie Salmon, but Bognor Regis equalised 6 minutes from time and the goals had to settle for a point. As it stands, Canvey are in that 13th place even after that result. In our featured match, also on the south coast, Billericay Town were Whitehawk. No goals in that one in the first 20 minutes. Also in action this afternoon, Concord Rangers at home to Hastings United. Bottom club Concord against fifth placed Hastings. No goals at the Aspect Arena at the moment. Hashtag United aiming to force their way to the playoff spots. They are away to Folkestone Invicta, and it's currently 1-1. Zakaria Hassan gave the Tags the lead in the fourth minute, and Folkestone equalised on 19. So we're going to take a look at last night's EFL action. All the games in the Championship, League 1 and League 2 took place last night. Leicester City strengthened their place at the top of the table. Goals from Keenan Jisby-Hall and James Justin gave them a 2-0 lead at Cardiff City. They are now 8 points clear of second place Ipswich Town, who slipped up at Portman Road. They hosted struggling Queen's Park Rangers and were held to a goalless draw by the West Londoners. Southampton, really informed side, are snapping at the Drags boys' heels. They're only 3 points behind them now in third place after they beat Plymouth Argyle 2-1 thanks to goals from Carlos Alcaraz and Shay Adams. Leeds United slipped up, losing 1-0 at West Bromwich Albion, who were just behind him in fifth, but Leeds are still fourth. The other side in the playoff spots are Hull City, who had a 3-2 win at home to Blackburn Rovers last night. At the other end of the table, Rotherham took the lead against Sunderland, but the Black Hats fought back to force a 1-1 draw. Rotherham remained bottom of the table. Sheffield Wednesday just ahead of them after they secured a 1-0 win at Preston North End thanks to a Marvin Johnson goal on 27 minutes. QPR, as I say, with a goalless draw at Ipswich, gained a point, but they are still in the drop zone in 22nd place. Now, in EFL League One last night, Leighton Orient were in action. They hosted Wycombe Wanderers at Brisbane Road. Andy Gilson was down there for us, and we're going to hear his report on the match now.
First chance of the evening fell to Wycombe as former O'Kieran Sadlier got away from his man Jordan Brown and whistled in a shot that flew just wide of O's keeper Solbrin's left-hand post. 2 minutes later, an Orient came close as a great run and cross from Jordan Brown found Rules Soterio in space in the box, only for Soterio to snatch at the ball and the chance went begging. Shaq Ford's trickery with the ball was causing problems for Wycombe, and on 12 minutes he forced a goal line clearance to keep the score level. On the half hour, Wycombe had a penalty appeal turned down as Dale Taylor appeared to be pulled back in the box. Rule Soterio pulled up with a suspected hamstring and was replaced by the lively Dan Agi. Wycombe keeper Max Strayek ensured that the teams went in level with a great flying save to turn away a blistering drive from the Orient's Tom James. The second half, in comparison, was a real letdown. Ford saw a shot balloon over the bar on 46, and 6 minutes later, Tom James saw his free kick parried away well by Stoyak in the Wickham goal. After that, both sides huffed and puffed, but were found short of end product. The final score here, Brisbane Road, Orient 0, Wickham Wanderers 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. And as I mentioned earlier, Andy managed to grab a chat with Richie Wellens, Leighton Orient head coach, after the match, and we'll be hearing that in a while. First off, we're going to hear the latest travel soon after we've heard from Eternal. Eternal and Stay. Just before I do the travel, let me just bring you the result of the big race of the afternoon. The 3 o'clock at Newbury. This was the Coral Challow Novices Hurdle. No surprise there. First was number 2, Captain Teague, the 2-1 favourite. Second was number 5, Look Away, priced at 11-2. And third was number 7, the Jukebox Man, priced at 20-1. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. Right now, the time is 29 minutes past 3.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
take a look at the roads across our area on this Saturday afternoon. No reported problems in Brentwood or Billericay this afternoon, but a few things a bit further afield. The M11 London-bound is busy between Junction 7 for Harlow and Junction 6 for the M25. Epping High Street is busy both ways from Stonards Hill to Station Road. And if you're in Chelmsford this afternoon, there is some slow-moving traffic on Springfield Road northbound between Highbridge Road and Bond Streets. And if you're down in Hadley this afternoon, slow-moving traffic currently on London Road westbound between Eastwood Road and Rayleigh Road, which is the A129. If you're travelling on Greater Anglia trains this weekend, this is through until Monday. There are alterations due to works from Liverpool Street to Shenfield South Air Victoria and Southminster, and also on services to Chelmsford, Colchester, Ipswich, Norwich, and also the branch lines. So do check on those before you travel. TfL. There is severe delays on the Elizabeth line at the moment due to an obstruction on the track at Whitechapel. Tickets are being accepted on London Underground. Other than that, on the DLR, there is no service today between Bankham Tower Gateway and Poplar and Canary Wharf. There are replacement buses in operation. Minor delays on the Central line due to a shortage of trains, and minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to train cancellations as well. I will have another update around 1 hour from now. So continuing with the reaction to Leighton Orient's goalless draw with Wigan Wanderers in EFL League One last night. Andy Gilson, a reporter at Brisbane Road, managed to grab a word with O's head coach, Richie Wellens. We can hear from him now.
Richie, thanks for joining us. Goalless draw to finish the new year. Your thoughts on the performance?
I thought first half it wasn't a great game. Two teams that looked leggy. But one team only trying to win it, they came for a point. Fair play to them, because he got what he came for. I'm not too displeased with the point, but yeah, lack of energy. Again, we asked the players to go again, and in a perfect world against Charlton, we probably would have took our three attacking players off, all of them, Theo and Shaq, and then we would have freshened them up for this game. But when you were holding on for a 1-0 win against Charlton with the bodies that we've got in them forward areas, then you know, you can't really do it, and probably that affected us a little bit today. But I thought we did we do enough to win the game? Maybe not. But I mean, they haven't had a shot on target. I can't even remember them threatening our goal. The only way that they was, and we're a little bit, we thought we would have more ball today. We had 62%. We should have had a lot more. But you were always worried about putting too many footballers in there, and then you lose height, because the only way that they're going to score is from a set play. But no, we've come a long way in the last 3-4 weeks, and a team that is usually predominantly at the top of this league or get promoted from this league have just come to try and stop us and just come for a point.
With these games coming so thick and fast, is that having an effect in terms of injuries? What's the two coming off and what yeah, not available?
Ruel's done, I don't look good. Hamstring. That's what I'm saying. We would have brought Sully off on Saturday. Theo's only just made the game, so we're worried about him. And then obviously El Mazzuni's come off on Saturday, so it's just hard, isn't it? Because even though you've got five subs, it's a real. Like I've said many a time, we're in transition where we want to become real good football team at this level. But then we realise that if we take all our physicality out, then, you know, we've done that at Portsmouth where it was excellent and we got beat 4-0 because of balls in the box. We was really good in other games and physicality in the box. We've kept the physicality in the box to keep us in games. I think in the last 20 minutes we should win it, because we have enough opportunities, enough 1v1s, enough balls flashing up across the box. So I'm okay with a point. I'm not best pleased with a point, but we'll have to take it.
How significant is the injuries to both Satorio and Hunt?
Yeah, we don't know. He doesn't look good because he felt his hamstring. But again, it's this festive period where, even though it's brilliant for the supporters and families to come to games and enjoy it, it does put a lot of strain on, because training comes down and the intensity of matches goes up. So hopefully it's not too bad. We've lost Rob Hunt for 4 weeks with a calf. And we haven't got the luxury of some of the other clubs where we can rotate five or six.
Cambridge United didn't play today, because the lights didn't work at Stevenage. Is that an advantage for them as we look ahead to New Year's Day?
Listen, I'm not bothered. I've got some 50p's in me armchair and me thing if they want to pay the electricity bill.
And that transfer window will open.
Oh, Dave, I'm not bothered about that. Not bothered about that at all. I'll leave that to Lingy and the recruitment team. We do need a couple. Probably more so now, depending on Ruel's injury. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, we've got a game on New Year's Day. Brilliant time of year. I wish all our supporters a happy New Year. I hope they have a great 2 or 3 days. And obviously we'll reward them with 3 points at Cambridge. But yeah, the transfer window is not in the forefront of my mind. We're trying to get the best out of the players that we've got. And we're getting better. Like I said, we're becoming difficult to beat. I know we've not won as many in the last, not even 15. We've not won as many as what we like, but we don't get beat that often. And in that run of games, we've lost to Oxford, we've lost to Bolton, we've lost to another good team, Derby. So we're difficult to beat in terms of the bottom 14 teams, but I would like more wins.
And your target for 2024?
Healthy, obviously, for everybody at the club and my family. And just keep getting better, keep improving. Like I said, it's such a balancing act at the moment. I want us to be better on the ball, and I want us to start getting a true identity at this level.
Richie, thanks for joining us.
But I also realise that we run the risk of losing that physicality. And over time, you know, some of our players, and sometimes I talk about young players, and it's misunderstood in terms of, oh, well, they're that age. It's not. It's in terms of their experience at this level. You know, so we haven't got, you look at Dan App's 24 years old, but this is his first ever season at this level. And we've got a lot of players that it's the first season at this level, and they're progressing well. Some of our young players are coming on a treat. You know, Shaq Ford was excellent tonight, a real threat. Dan Aggie's looking stronger at times. We keep getting better and hopefully build and keep building to get where we want to be.
Well, Richie, it's been an exceptional year for the club. Thank you for all you've achieved, and I hope you have a happy new year.
Pleasure. Love you, Dave.
Great stuff. That was Orient head coach Richie Wellins there. Sounding pretty upbeat as he heads into 2024. Going to continue a look at last night's EFL action in a little while. Just going to take a look at what's happening this afternoon. No, because more goals have gone in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. In Eastman North, Grays Athletic have travelled to Bury Town this afternoon. They've gone a goal behind. Scottish Premiership, it's now Motherwell 3, Livingston 1. Blair Spittle gave Motherwell the lead on 14 minutes. Theolonius Bear added a second 5 minutes later, but Scott Pittman has now pulled one back for Livingston. There has been a gold in our feature match in the Isthmian Premier League. Billericay Town away at Whitehawk, and Billericay Town have taken the lead. Frankie Merrifield scoring for Gary McCann's men on 25 minutes. And there has been a goal at Molineux in the Premier League. It's Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, Everton Mill. Max Kilman after 25 minutes for Wolves. National League, Bournemouth have taken the lead at Kidderminster Harriers. Lee and Love on 27 minutes. There's also been a goal at Villa Park in the Premier League. It's Aston Villa 1, Burnley 0. Leon Bailey for Villa just before the half hour. But there's now been an equaliser. Burnley have scored through Zeki and Dooney a couple of minutes afterwards. So it's 1-1 at Villa Park. Both of those sides needing points for very different reasons indeed. Bromley 1, Ebbsfleet United 1. That is latest score in the National League. Ebbsfleet took the lead on 8 minutes through Luke O'Neill. Michael Cheek, former Dagenham, Redbridge and Chelmsford City striker, who's been really prolific for Bromley this season, he equalised for the home side just before the half-hour mark. Concord Rangers struggling at the foot of the Isthmian Premier League, but they have got a goal in front against Hastings United in the playoff spots at the start of play, and it's an own goal on 28 minutes that has given the Beach Boys the lead. More goals in the Isthmian North. It's Malden Tittree 1, Walthamstow 0, Lewis Britton on 34 minutes for the Jammers. Grays Athletic are now 2-0 down at Bury Town, and Witham Town have got in front against Wroxham. Jeffrey Cobler on 36 minutes for them. Concord's joy didn't last very long. Hastings United have now equalised at the Aspect Arena. The current score is 1-1. Scottish Premiership, Dundee have got in front of Kilmarnock. Lou McCowan on 35 minutes. Brentwood Town are away to Ipswich Wanderers in the Isthmian North this afternoon. And Ipswich Wanderers took the lead on 8 minutes. Samuel Jeremiah equalised for the Jammers on 12 minutes. Andrew Freeman has put them in front on 40. So, latest score is Ipswich Wanderers 1, Brentwood Town 2. So getting back to last night's EFL action, and Orient in 13th place after that draw with Wickham Wanderers. At the top end of the table, Portsmouth, they remain top despite being held to a goalless draw away to struggling Exeter City. Bolton moved up to second place after a 2-0 win at Fleetwood Town at the expense of Peterborough, who dropped to third after a 2-2 draw against Barnsley at London. London Road. Derby County in fourth place, they won 3-2 at Oxford United, who are also in the playoff spots in sixth. Stevenage are fifth. Did they actually play last night? I don't think they did, actually. No. Stevenage, they are currently in fifth place. At the other end of the table, Carlisle at the bottom. They lost 2-0 at Wigan last night. Fleetwood Town, Cheltenham Town and Reading, who the latter two fought out of two, all draw. They are the other sides in the drop zone. Just taking a quick look at League 2 now, and a bit of a nightmare for Colchester United. Once again this season, they find themselves hovering just above the relegation zone. They have only won one of their last eight, I believe, after they ended up losing 5-3 at AFC Wimbledon, despite being in the lead twice during that game. And at the top of the table, Stockport County were held to a goalless draw at Bradford City, but they remain 5 points clear of Mansfield Town, who are in second place. Mansfield drew 1-1 with Doncaster. Wrexham dropped to third after slipping to a 3-1 defeat at Walsall. Barrow, Notts County, MK Dons and AFC Wimbledon in the playoff spots. At the other end, Forest Green and Sutton United remain the bottom two. Both of them lost yesterday. Getting back to this afternoon's football, there's been another goal at Selhurst Park in the Premier League game between Crystal Palace and Brentford. Eberechi Eze has put the Eagles in front after 39 minutes. Brentford did take an early lead in that game, remember. And there's been a red card at Len Salmon Stadium in the match between Bowers and Pitsy and Felixstowe Morton United in the Isthmian North. And it's Bowers' TQ Addy who has been dismissed in the first half there. It's currently goalless in that game. Aston Villa, I understand, have just scored against Burnley. That may have gone to VAR, I'm not quite sure, so I'll keep an eye on that. Bit of a soul classic for the 80s now. This is Atlantic Star and Circles.
Circle, go round and circles. a mixed up world. You said to drop them, but you know you won't. Sometimes I think about again you, but it's so, so hard to make that choice. Cause boy, with you, I go to seventh heaven just by the sound of your voice.
Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Candoo if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm going to turn our attention back to football soon with the first half-time scores coming in, but other things to talk about first. The World Darts Championship is day 13 at Alexandra Palace, and we're into the last 16 matches now. Two have already taken place in the afternoon session. Scott Williams, he is through. He beat Damon Hetter by 4-1. And Williams will now face Michael van Gerwen in the quarter finals. And in the other match, which has finished this afternoon, it was a win for Dave Chisnall, who beat Daryl Gurney by 4-2. There's a match going on now. Rob Cross is playing Johnny Clayton, and Cross has won the first set. Remember, it's the first 2-4 sets at this stage. There were a couple of high-profile departures yesterday. Last year's world champion Michael Smith was knocked out. He lost 4-0 to Luke Dobie. And Gerwyn Price of Wales, the 2021 world champion, also went out. He was beaten by Brendan Dolan of Northern Ireland. Rugby Union, and there's a couple of games in the English Premiership currently taking place. It's Saracens 15, Newcastle Falcons 16, and Northampton's 8-0, Sale 7. Those are the latest scores. Harlequins take on Gloucester later on. That one starts at 5:30. There was one game last night, Bristol versus Exeter, and Exeter Chiefs move to the top of the Premiership as they beat their host by 24 points to 14. And ahead of the weekend's fixtures, that lifted them above Bath, who were top of the table at the start of play. No local rugby this week. It's currently on mid-season break. That the local action returns next Saturday. Getting back to racing, because I've got a few more results here. 3.10 at Haydock. First was number 2, Happy and Fine, priced at 7-2. Second was number 3, Regal Blue, priced at 9-2. And third was number 4, Ned Tanner, also priced at 9-2. 7 ran. Number 5, Serendipity, was the 9-4 favourite, but was pulled up. In a 3.20 at Taunton, first was number 3, Pedley Wood, 16-5 joint favourite. Second was number 5, Unblinking, priced at 18-1. And third was number 8, William de Conqueror, priced at 13-2. 9 runners in that race. The other 16-5 joint favourite was number 6, Concrete King, who ended up finishing 7th. And a 3.35, the last race of the afternoon at Newbury. First was number 4, Henry's Friend, priced at 17-2. Second was number 2, Walking on Air, the 5-2 favourite. And third was number 6, Passing Well, priced at 11-4. 7 ran in that one. So let's get back to the football. I can confirm that it is Aston Villa 2, Burnley 1 in the Premier League. Moussa Diaby scored Villa second on 42 minutes. There's been another game in the another goal, I should say, in the National League match between Bromley and Ebbsfleet United, and Bromley are now winning that one, I understand, by 2-1. Crowhouse scoring a couple of minutes before half time. Also in the National League, it is now, this is a half-time score. It's Kidderminster Harriers 1, Bournemouth 2. Leon Love scored his and Bournemouth 2nd in first half injury time. But slightly further into injury time, Gold Omoteo pulled one back for Kidderminster, but Bournemouth still winning by 2-1. In the ESPN North, two half-time scores for you. Walden Tittery 1, Waltham Stone 0, and Bury Town 2, Grays Athletic 0. They're still playing in the match between Ipswich Wanderers and Bramble Town, but Bramble now winning 3-1. Matt Cripps added a third on 45 minutes, so a good first half for Keith Rowland's side up in Suffolk so far this afternoon. Also in Isbien North, Basildon United 1, Brightling Sea Regent 0. That is a half-time score. Red card at Spa Road. Also in Isbien North, Witham Town's Oliver Bell has been dismissed in the first half against Wroxham. It's now half-time in that game. Wroxham equalised just before the break. It's Witham Town 1, Wroxham 1. Aveley, who are bottom of the form table in the National League South, after a really bright start to their first ever National League South campaign, they have had an awful run of results, no wins in their last nine. They were beaten over the Christmas period at Dover Athletic. They are hosting Dover at Parkside this afternoon, and the visitors have gone into a 1-0 lead. That is now a half-time score. It's been Premier League, hashtag United, where the Folkestone in Victor is 1-1 at the break there. The half-time whistle has gone at the Etihad in the Premier League. It's Manchester City 1, Sheffield United 0. Haybridge Swifts away to Goulston in the Isbien North. No goals in the first half of that game. Scottish Premiership at half-time, it's Aberdeen 0, St Mirren 1. Half-time at Len Salmon Stadium, where 10-man Bowers and Pitsy are hosting Felixstowe Morton United. Bowers had TQ Addy sent off in the first half, and it's 0-0 at the break in that game. And in the feature match in the Isbien Premier League, the half-time score is Whitehawk 0, Billericay Town 1. All being well, we are going to be hearing from Andy Gardner all about that in a while. Half-time at Molineux in the Premier League, it is Wolves 1, Everton 0. Scottish Premiership half-time, it's Kilmarnock 0, Dundee 1. Half-time at Boundary Park in the National League, it's Oldham 1, Hartlepool 0. Aston Villa 2, Burnley 1, and Crystal Palace 2, Brentford 1, now confirmed as half-time scores in the Premier League. Southend United away to Barnet in the National League this afternoon. And there were no goals in the first half of that game. What a week it's been for Southend United. Contracts have been exchanged on the club's takeover, and that should be formalised very, very soon. And finally, the transfer embargo has been lifted. They have not been able to sign anybody for the last 18 months, but that has now been lifted. Plus, Kevin Mayer and his coaching staff, Darren Curry and Mark Bentley, have signed extended contracts to stay at the club. Concord Rangers 2, Hastings United 1. Harrison Day scored for the Beach Boys just before the half-time whistle when in at Isbien Premier League match at the Aspects Arena, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. And in the National League, Bromley 2, Ebbsfleet United 1. That is confirmed also as a half-time score. Half-time in Rugby Union's English Premiership, it's Saracens 22, Newcastle Falcons 16, and Northampton Saints 0. Sale 7 is also a half-time score. News coming up soon. We're going to go way, way back in time. Bill Haley in the Comets and Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat bags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.